So, excuse if I sound different. Excuse it. Actually, this is gonna be a little rough. There's some construction going on in my apartment right now, guys, and it's a time. Let's just say that it's a time. But what I do have to tell you is I went out in my little time with my little monies, and there we go. I purchased a new audio setup. Now, I am very much so a novice. I am very much so figuring it out. So, who's to say when we will transition completely from my old audio setup to this new one? However, what I do want to tell you guys is that my new commissions, as I said, I'm just finishing them up. So, hopefully, I'm adjusting right now, so if I get like louder or softer, it's because I'm still figuring everything out. Okay. But yeah. So I got a more pro mic. I'm a hashtag pro voice actor. Hashtag Julian's a professional pro. This is new shit. And I am attempting to, it's like super loud, jeez. Attempting to take my craft more seriously. I had, a semblance of an audio setup before. Oh, God, my pop filter really doesn't want to stay in place. Jesus. It keeps falling. Okay, well, I guess we'll go without it. So you guys are going to get my voice without a filter. The reason why I didn't have it is because this mic is like really quiet, and then it's like, actually, we're gonna be super loud, and I'm like, oh, okay, sick. And I'm like, tight. It's like super cool, but I am trying to figure out the settings and what's gonna be comfortable, what's gonna be good. I got a whole like little shit going on in my fucking desk right now. I got I have a fucking boom arm. Y'all have a fucking like. Hello? Like, who is she? A boom arm. I got a new mic. If you guys are wondering, it is the SE Electronics version 7. I go on deep dives all the time on the internet doing research for random stuff. I did the same thing when I was looking for a pair of headphones. Same thing occurred when I was looking for a microphone. And I found that condenser mics typically work better for voice work. But I literally live in the city and, like, the sirens, gunshots, and people who like to rev their fucking trucks in my goddamn neighborhood would be like, actually, fuck you. And I'd be like, oh, okay, sick. So I had to go with a dynamic mic. Now, doing that, this is usually mics that they use in like podcasts, radio shows, stuff like that. So I wasn't mad at it. But I chose this particular mic because it has that super, that might have peaked. I have a lot of sibilants, I found out doing voice work, which means that my S's, as you can hear, whistle. So I am going to try and fix that in further voice work, because I listened to my old stuff, and it's literally doing it right now. I've listened to my old works, and I've been like, oh my god, bitch, you sound like a fucking tea kettle. Like, are you good? So, back to what I was saying. I got this mic because it has a hypercardioid pattern. Now, just some little, like, mic information. I'm a novice, so if you're an audio engineer and like following me and you're like, actually, you're a dumb fucking bitch, and I'm like, oh, okay, you're a dumb bitch and you don't know what you're doing, I'd be like, oh, okay, sick. But back to what I was saying was, this mic has a hypercardioid pattern, which means as I'm facing it right on, I'm about like 3 or 4 inches away from the mic right now, as I'm facing it head on, I'm like, hi, you can fucking hear me. But if I come over here, I'm like barely getting picked up whatsoever. Or I shouldn't be. My gain is pretty high right now. But if I set my gain to like 12 o'clock, about right there, yeah, you can barely fucking hear me. And even if I come back and my gain is lower, you can kind of probably, I'm probably a little bit quieter. But I'm gonna put that gain a little bit higher. Because, as I was saying, my laptop decides to overheat as I'm speaking. Thank you so much. As I was saying, I got a new mic. I chose an XLR mic because I was like trying to decide, Should I get a USB? Should I get an XLR? I don't really know. I don't know. Because I did want to transition from generally doing audios on my phone to my computer. Because while I do enjoy my phone setup, it has simplicity. I have been doing some auditions online, and I found that having an XLR / USB setup is a lot more professional. So, to be the more professional gal that I feel like me is a freaky gal, to be to feel like I am, I was like, okay, you need to get an USB and XLR mic. So I went out and I basically got a whole new setup for like a whole ass home studio. So as I said, I purchased a microphone, boom arm, a pop whistle, and I actually got an audio interface. So I got the Focusrite 2x2 Scarlett. It was like, it's like one of the standard types ones. This mic I got was actually less expensive because I was going to budget my mic around like $200-$250. I was looking at a Rode because my mic I have for my phone is a Rode, and I was like, oh shit, but they only sell that particular mic in a kit, and I was like, I don't know if I want all that, especially because I have still had to get a boom arm and still had to get a pop whistle, and I was like, I don't know. So I found this mic thanks to Podcastage on YouTube. I literally watched his videos until 3:45 in the morning, and I had to get up to go to class the next day and felt like I was on the surface of the moon. But what happened was, like, I was just up, and sometimes when like an idea enters my brain, I have to like get it out. I have to purge it, basically. That's what happens, is I have to literally just keep doing that particular thing until I go insane or until I make a change. So I was just watching videos and like mentally crossing off things, because I was going like between this one and if I was going to get a USB mic, I was going to get the Elgato Wave 3. But then I was also like, okay, if I get a condenser mic, I was going to get the Neat King 2. Or I was thinking about getting a, oh my God, what's that mic called? Bear Dynamic. Yeah. It's the Bear Dynamic M201 TG, so it's tour gear, but that one was for like instrument mics, you know, it's like you use it on tour to pick up instruments and stuff. It's not necessarily for spoken word, which is what voice acting is. It's spoken word. So I was like, okay, well, I probably will upgrade this mic in time. Not that I hate it, I do like it. I hope you guys like it too. I'm gonna put the, oh my God, I can't even speak. Jesus Christ. I'm probably going to post this. And you guys are going to be like, this shit sounds fucking awful. Go back to your phone, you dumb bitch. Like, I hope you guys don't say that, because that will hurt my feelings. I'm going to be honest with you. Also, too close to Black History Month, and I will get mad. Which, guys, if you already follow me on Twitter, which if you don't follow me on Twitter, it's at Julian Badlands. Follow me on Twitter. But if you're not following me on Twitter, next month is Black History Month. And I'm black, and I hope you guys know that I'm going to be so obnoxious, ladies and gentlemen. I mean, it's, you guys will all know my wrath. You will all know my fury. I am fury. I am the wind. I am everything. I am anger. That's gonna be me. And I'm not mad about it, because I'm black and I love being black, and I'm like really happy that I can share my audience with people, because I did a poll yesterday on my Twitter and I was like, how many people are you black? And the fact most of my audience are black non-men, black femmes. I'm sure I have some black men out there who follow me. What's up, brothers? However, a lot of black individuals makes me feel very happy, because I like my content to be a safe space for black people. Because hello, white people, if you're listening, non-whites and white people, hello, if you're listening to me, I love you, but my content does not coddle towards you. And everybody who follows me who seems to be white and non-black knows their fucking place. I said, love you guys, but please don't try me, because I am not the one. But anyway, back to microphones. Like I said, I might get an upgrade. I'll probably get an upgrade with this one later on the line. I think the next thing I'm going to upgrade in my kit is probably my laptop. So if any of you guys are like, oh my God, what are you going to get Julian for her birthday? Which I haven't told you guys yet, but I mean, it's not coming, but like, it's, you know, it's a new year, so obviously my birthday is this year, because I'm not born on New Year's Eve or anything, so I would have told you guys, but my birthday is, it's not close, but it's in the year. So if any of you guys like wanna like, I'm just saying, my Cash App, it's in my shit, okay? If you ever want to tip some money so I can get a new laptop so I can make better content for you guys, that would be so swag money. Do you know how swag money that would be? Very swag money. That's what I'm gonna say. It would be super swag money if you ever do that. And that's all I have, that's all I have to say on the matter. But, like I said, I'm very satisfied with my microphone, very satisfied with my purchases. The fact I barely touched my bank account because of the money I've gained from doing commissions, once again, I just want to say, you guys are the fucking best, and thank you so much. This is an impulse decision turned into a hobby, turned into a career, question mark, because I've been kind of like scouring Casting Call Club. Hello, and been doing some auditions here and there. So, if you guys like ever want to like support me, or if you guys are ever interested in like knowing what I'm auditioning for, and I don't know if I ever get cast in something and I'm allowed to promote, bitch, my fucking Jay's baddies, like y'all better be in the comments, okay? Y'all better pull up for a bitch. I don't know, like I've always been a particularly creative person. When it comes to my writing in general, and my imagination, I just have a lot of thoughts. And a lot of those thoughts, generally go around romance and being sapphic and queer and black, and, being able to truly put my creativity into something. Because I found that I wrote a lot on the internet last year, and I literally burned my brain. Like my brain is gone and I don't know what happened to it, especially when it comes to writing. And it's a problem because I'm literally a creative writing minor in university right now and I don't know what to do, but it's fine. We're going to figure it out. It's fine. Everything's fine. But, yes, I keep rambling and I don't think you guys are going to mind because I literally just kind of just want to hear what this sounds like. So I can just keep speaking, so you guys, but, we're gonna do some more tests. Well, actually, no, we're gonna do it later. I'm gonna do it off. I'm so sorry. My brain is everywhere, because I woke up, well, I didn't go to sleep that late, but I took 2 melatonins before I went to sleep, okay, which I got 10 milligrams, so I took 2 10 milligram melatonins before I went to bed, basically fell into a coma, had a dream about superpowers, right? I had a dream about superpowers. I also had a dream I had a dick. And I had sex with a girl while I had a dick, and it was, like, pretty swag money, so I think that's my body telling me, you need to make another Girl Cog audio, which, like, I've been new, but anyway, I'm, like, so tired, but also not, but I'm also very energized, because I have all these new things, I'm also trying to decide if there's a plane. Hello, plane. Also trying to decide if I want to buy a recording software. Right now I'm using Audacity, which is a free one. But I'm like, I don't know if this is going to work with my style, with what I have to go on. I already have my website where I get all my sound effects from. I bought a membership from that, which again, thank you guys. Give me the opportunity for doing those wonderful things. You guys are amazing and wonderful, and I would give all you smooches if I had the chance. But I'm using Audacity at the time, right now, as I'm recording this. And literally watching the wavelength go up and down. And I'm like, oh my god, hi, that's me. That's me talking. Bup. Bup, bup, bup. Bup. but yes. So I'm trying to decide, like, if I can use anything new. You know, if there's anything out there. Any other free ones like Audacity that would work better for me. I kind of did some research on it, but, like, everybody's different. And I don't know, I haven't actually tried to sit down and record a script or an improv idea from Audacity. Okay, I heard something, sorry. From Audacity, so I am not positive on if we're going to be a match made in heaven, okay? And I guess we can, like, figure it out down the line. But, again, if any of you guys are listening to this and this is literally going on for almost 15 minutes, if you're still here, I love you. You're listening to this and you're like, wow, Julian's a dumb bitch. You should use this instead. I'm realizing I'm saying dumb bitch a lot because I don't know if she's gonna listen to this, but I have a friend online who I pick up the speech patterns of my friends like that. That's me snapping. I pick him up so fast, okay? And she says dumb bitch and like those like really dumb hypotheticals, and she's like, huh, wow, like you're a dumb bitch. Like, and I'm doing it right now because I've been talking to her, and actually she let me in her Discord server, which you guys are all wonderful and great. If any of you guys listen to this, I don't think any of them listen to me, but anyway, this is my voice. But yes, I forgot what I was talking about. That's so crazy. I'm realizing I'm gonna listen to this back, and you know, so many people have left by this point because they're like, why the fuck is this bitch still talking? And I'm like, I don't know, okay, because my brain is dead, guys. It's fucking dead. And I don't know. So, oh, comments. So leave me a comment on good audio software, I suppose, audio software. Maybe leave me a comment. Tell me if you like my new setup, how the mic sounds. If you're like, this shit sounds like fucking ass, you need to get your money back. I'm gonna be like, I can't because I already opened it. I'm sorry. But if you guys want to follow me on Twitter, you'd be so wonderful and great and amazing. And I literally am so stupid over there. But I post my outfit pics a lot because I like fashion. And I got new jeans this week and they're really cool. Yeah. But yeah, I don't know. Maybe I'll end this soon. I have no clue. I kind of just want to keep speaking. I'm going to be really honest with you. Like, I'm not going to sit here and fib and tell you that my brain isn't like, just keep talking until you can. Because I'm going to upload this on my fucking user page. Like, this is not going on like GWA Sapphic. So I could really just sit here and just fucking run this yap. This yap. I really could. But we're just gonna fucking see, brothers. But the real part is when I take this and I have to figure out, how do I get this on the Soundgasm and upload it? I don't know. We're gonna figure it out because I persevered. I am not tech savvy. I have a friend out there who maybe will listen to this. Hi, buddy. How you doing? They're wonderful and great. And they sat down with me and basically helped me figure out my microphone and my interface setup when it wasn't working. But it's because I was a dumb bitch and I didn't wait for my, I did it again. I just fucking said dumb bitch again. I did it again. But I didn't wait for my, audio editing headphones to get in. Oh, that's another thing I bought. So I bought my microphone, boom arm, pop whistle. I actually bought a fan for my laptop as well. Like one of those like industrial fans where you can like clean it out when your laptop's like fucking gunky and is like, bitch, clean me. Like, I finally bought one. And I bought an interface. Or something else. Is that it? I think that's it. And I bought some audio headphones. So now I have just like a bunch of shit. And it's gonna be interesting to see how different the headphones are gonna sound from my Audio Technica ones to like my Sony's. Because, like, Sony's are made for, like, music, and Audio Technica ones are, like, you know, for audio editing and stuff. So, the differences, love, the difference in how they sound is going to be so interesting. Oh, my God. But we're just going to fucking see, guys. But, yeah. So, I've said that so many times. One of my friends was like, you should start a podcast. Because I've recently started telling a very small group of people in my life that I am a voice actress on the internet. And they're like, oh my God, you should do a podcast. Which, like, that'd be so much fun, but also, I would just be talking to myself the whole time. But honestly, that's literally what I've been doing for 19 minutes now. So, I don't know. How does one even start a podcast? Like, how does that even work? Like, what would I even do? What if I did a podcast? I feel like I'd do some dumb shit. Honestly, I could do a podcast where I, like, break down, like, video games and stuff, or, like, my favorite things of the week and stuff like that. Would you guys like that? If I did a podcast, like, on YouTube or something? I become a YouTuber, hashtag YouTuber, and I, like, just did podcasts, and I was, like, fucking stupid, and it was, like, commentary-style videos. So my friend keeps telling me that I need to go into commentary, and I'm like, I don't know. I don't really have thoughts. I just vibe. But now I have this, like, funky, fresh setup, and I have, like, I don't know. I guess we'll see. I have a soda. What's on my phone? What time is it? Okay. Jesus Christ. This is a mess. I was like, I'm only gonna record for a couple of minutes. 20 minutes has gone by. It's like that fucking SpongeBob. Like the SpongeBob guy. Like, 20 minutes later. And he's like, you dumb bitch, why are you still talking? And I'm like, bitch, because I'm fucking... Also, watching my voice go up and down on the monitor thing, like, seeing the thing get higher and higher is, like, really funny. You guys are going to listen to this back and be like, oh my god, Julian's crazy. Like, wow. Like, how she's able to do improv and stuff like that, it's because she's crazy. And I'm going to be like, yeah, that's what I've been trying to tell you. I've been trying to tell you. I'm stupid. Nobody believes me, though. No. Nobody believes. When I don't front. Like, I don't cap. When people are like, what do you actually like? I'm dumb. Like, I'm stupid. I didn't really have homework due after this, too. Okay, I gotta finish this soon. But people always ask me, like, questions about me and, like, my friends in real life when they find out what I do on the internet. And how I am, they're always like, how does your personality not leak through it? And I'm like, bitch, it does. People just look over it because they're horny. Like, I don't know what the fuck to tell you. And it's just so, but like, it's funny because people who know me, like in my inner circle, I have a hashtag inner circle of a couple people who have the privilege of knowing who I am, have the, you know, they just know me, you know? And they're literally like, you are the opposite. Because I am stupid. I am. But that's okay. That's okay. Because being stupid sometimes, it's just how the game gonna go. But I'm gonna wrap this up here. Because this is literally, like, oh my god. Like, how did I do this? Like, I'm literally been talking for 22 minutes. Like, how did I... Shut up. Okay. So I gotta go. I gotta leave. And once again, I'm gonna upload this and I'm just gonna just put it there, and then I have so many comments to get back to on Reddit too, so if I haven't replied to a comment you've made on one of my posts, I'm sorry. I'll get back to them one day. I'm really sorry. I try to reply to every single comment, but a bitch has been busy. School has spanking my little tushy right now, along with me making an impulse decision to buy literally $400 worth of audio equipment. You know, you just do, sometimes you just do stuff and so yes, but new mic, new setup. We shall see when this is gonna get integrated. If you guys want it, like, soon, like, you guys are like, next audio bitch, please let me know. Please let me know if you guys want to buy me a new laptop. Please let me know if please let me know if there's like a new, like, recording software that you guys are interested in, you know, listening to, want me to incorporate or whatever, or you think it's something that would work well with my style. And I had one last thing. I forgot. Yeah, I did. But yeah, just like, oh, please let me know if you want me to incorporate this setup in my next audio. Because I'm, once again, I'm finishing up my commissions for January. It's literally the 28th. I'm behind. I'm really sorry. I'll get them done though. Mission form for February is supposed to come out the first week. I will try to get it out by the first or the second. That is my plan. I'll get it out by the first or the second, hopefully, and then we'll be able to vibe during February. Oh, I think I'm gonna do 6 or 7 slots again for commissions and stuff. So if you didn't get a slot in January and you want one in February, better be quick, because I am not of the authority. I've had people message me being like, oh shit, will this idea work for a commission? And I'm like, yes, but in February, because mine are filled. So like I said, I don't want to overwhelm myself with the work, and so about 6 or 7 is what I can handle. I might do 8 just to be like, I hate myself. So we shall see. But leave a comment if you want to buy me a new laptop. I'm like joking, but also if you want to buy me a new laptop, that'd be like so fucking fresh. Leave me a comment if you want me to, if you have like a recording software or like just more editing style things you have recommendations for, and leave me a comment if you want me to use my new mic and my new audio. Like, it's a demand. Like, legally I have to. If I'm legally bound to use my new microphone and my new audio, please leave me a comment, because I will figure this shit out for you guys, because I love you and I will do it. But that's all I have to say. Thankfully, Alright. This is all I got. This is a fucking shit show. I literally have homework to do after this, and I'm about to drop this and then fucking escape into the shadows and be like, I didn't say anything, actually. I didn't say anything. But this is Julian, Badlands, Badlands Audio, signing off. Also, let me know if you guys want me to start a podcast. I'm, like, joking, but, like, kind of not. Like, kind of not. Like, I could sit down for an hour and literally do this, or like just do like shorter podcast episodes. Like I could manage. Like, the thing is though, is should I? Just because you can do things doesn't mean you should. Like, I don't know. We'll see. But also, one more thing. Let me know if you guys would ever want to hear me like read something for like an audio, because I don't know if they're listening to this. I have a person that follows me that I listened to their work on Archive of Our Own and asked them if I could read one of their fan fictions for my audience. And they said, yeah. And so let me know if you guys want to read it, because I would be very interested in that. But I don't know if you guys are interested in me doing any sort of like audiobook styles kind of stuff, unless you're just interested in like the, you know, audio dramas that I tend to do with like a storyline and whatnot. But if you guys ever want to hear me read something, it would be safe. This would be safe for work in the essence that I'm not touching myself as I'm reading them, but the content itself would be NSFW. So let me know if that's something you're interested in me doing, because I would be very interested in that. Very. But yes, I'm gonna go ahead and get out of here. I have to go do homework. But let me know if you guys like the sound of my mic, how this is, if you guys have any questions, or if I'm doing something wrong and you guys can clearly hear it. Like, if I have any audio engineers out there and you guys are like, you know what, you're a dumb bitch, but like, I'm gonna help you out. Like, if you know I'm a dumb bitch and you still want to help me out, like, please do that, because I want to make this good for you, and that's all I want to do. As I literally went on a rant with one of my friends the other night about how I literally just want to be a good content creator for you guys, because I really enjoy doing this. So that's what I got. But Julian is out. Please follow me on Twitter. And happy early Black History Month to all my Black brothers and sisters and siblings out there. We will rise. We will thrive. We are Black. We are beautiful. We are proud. We are divine. And that's all I gotta say on the matter. Okay. I am out this bitch. See y'all.